Manchester's Drive Time.
London's news, London stories.
Call 0207 224 2000.
Eddie Nestor's Drive Time.
Weekdays from 5.
On BBC London 94.9.
The student protests yesterday saw a large number of younger school pupils, or school-age pupils, excuse me, taking part, and the reason for their participation was not just the increase in tuition fees, but the abolition of the EMA. The EMA is the Education Maintenance Allowance, which is paid to 16 to 19-year-olds who come from low-income families to help them stay on in education. Now, during the spending review, it was announced that the EMA will be phased out from January. Yesterday, we spoke to Ash, who says it will have a huge effect on children that he works with if the EMA is stopped.
It makes a big difference to their lives. I work at a school in Enfield in Ponders End. There's a lot of kind of young people from very poor backgrounds who would not be able to afford to go to school otherwise. They'll have to go out and work. There are kids coming to school who can't afford uniform. There are kids coming to school who can't afford their lunches now. There's all sorts of poverty going on, and this is making it worse.
James Miller is the founder and campaign director of the Save the EMA campaign and joins me on the line now. Firstly, I suppose you owe an apology, really. So many students said it yesterday when we questioned them on the march that really became aware of something that I knew about, but I didn't know about the impact. Can you shed some light on that for us?
Yeah, Eddie, and I have to commend you for it, because it's been very frustrating talking to other BBC colleagues and other, news broadcasters, because they're always focused on the tuition fees, but you know, this is one of the biggest issues out there. The majority of people on that march, they were campaigning on EMAs. You just looked at the TV signs, you've seen the placards saying that. And you said the gentleman on there who talking about in Enfield. In Enfield alone, there's 4,500 recipients of EMA who are going to lose out on this. And in East London, the thing about London, why London's, I think, Ken Livingstone endorsed our campaign yesterday, and one of the reasons why I think it's quite pertinent, he's picked up on it, is that in London alone, half of the North West, just under 100,000 people in London alone will lose this. Four out of five people, of these kids, and they are kids because they're under 18, will come from families with household incomes below £21,000 a year. Now, these are some of the poorest people in the capital, and what really says, as you all know, in London, is the breakdown in London. It's the poorest people in the poorest parts of London most affected. In East London, a third of kids are on EMA, or the people on it are from East London. And in Tower Hamlets and Newham alone, there's 10,000 between them on EMA. They're going to lose this grant. And compared that to the City of London, there's only 27 recipients, or Chelsea and Kensington, where there's only 900. You know, there's a massive, massive example of London across the pole here, where people who are on EMA, if you're in the poorest parts of London, it's going to be taken away from you, and travel costs, Boris Johnson increasing the fares, so you're going to get a double whammy of a Tory mayor increasing travel fares and a Tory prime minister taking away your means of getting yourself to college and getting yourself a better education. It really does feed into the wider cuts issue here in London, because I've had a single parent mother contact me saying she due to cuts in LHA, she's going to have housing benefit cuts, where she's going to have to make about £40 a month in her rent, and then on top of that another £30 a month if she wants to make sure her kid goes to college and betters herself. And EMA makes a massive difference in people's lives.
Why has it been missed then?
But why? If I can be totally honest with you, it's because it affects a 16 to 18 year olds. Some don't vote for your future voters, and the second one is because he's some of the poorest people in our communities. Literally, half a million of people in England, because 660, almost over half a million basically on EMA in England. About 500 million of them are from household income where it's £21,000 a year. So it's almost a niche issue, because people are talking about tuition fees, and it's more of a, I suppose, people view as a sort of middle income sort of issue. So it takes a lot of time. A lot of news editors can understand and relate to tuition fees, where we probably can't EMA. I was on EMA myself, and I went to a university like St Andrews, which takes in the lowest amount of people from the private background, and of any other sort of top 10 uni or uni in general. And people were unaware of it. It's like completely oblivious to something like EMA, and in fact it costs money to actually travel to go to college. Some people just beyond them to know, and I think that's an element. It gets washed over that way. But as you saw with the young people that are on the protest yesterday, it's a very big deal, because I remember, and the government on this are defending a very shaky ground, because they say it's got a 90% dead weight. And if you actually look into the one bit of research they used to justify this, before research, if you go from the IFS, Ipsos Murray, RCU Market Foundation,